So the snippets is sponsored by Renee Jack Nussbaum with the Nishmas Adelbas Yehuda Tzvi. We have been studying the penultimate, the second to last Halleluka, concluding the book of Tehillim, and concluding the Halalukas that are following Ashrei. The theme is the future era, Yemos HaMashiach, the Melchemes Gog Umagog, the day where we will finally have the serenity, the tranquility, where we will be free from the tension, the conflict, and we'll live with a true and lasting peace to be able to focus on that which is most important. And this Mizmor David HaMelech is already anticipating and reflecting on such a time. Yehallelu Shemo b'machol. So the pasuk we're up to is, they will praise him b'machol. What does the word b'machol mean? There are several interpretations. The simple understanding is, the word machol is the name of an instrument. David HaMelech uses that term. It's like a chalil, like a flute. It describes an instrument. The Asfarno understands, b'hiskabtzus, with a gathering, when we are together, when we are one. Yehallelu Shemo, what elevates, what praises Hashem's name? Not when we're divided and disparate, not when we are in conflict, but b'hiskabtzus, when b'machol, when we are united together as one, reflected by that word machol, which the Malbim says is an allusion to the Gemara, or the Gemara is an allusion to the Pasuk, Tainus Lamed Aleph, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the future, the tzaddikim will gather, and they will stand and embrace in a circle. And in that circle, they will all point, and they'll be pointing to the center of the circle, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam. What is the image of a circle? The truth is, we model this. When we dance, we don't dance on a dance floor by ourselves. We don't dance on a dance floor with a partner. Jews dance in circles, concentric circles. We celebrate a simcha by holding the hand of the person on the right and left of us and forming a circle. What is the image of the circle? The Chafetz Chaim and the others point out, the image of a circle is the notion of equality, of equidistance. Because Baruch Hu is at the center of that circle, and no one on the circle is superior to anyone else. Nobody's positioned better, no one's in a position of authority, nobody has a more correct or more right or more just point of view. The tzaddikim standing in the points of that circle are all equidistant to Ribbono Shel Olam in the center of the circle. The image of a circle is the image of equality, of being together. The moment it's positioned that one is greater than the other, a lack of equality, then you don't have a unity. A true unity is the sense that all are equal. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's the image liyasid lavo, that the tzaddikim will be b'machol, they'll be in a circle, and they'll point to the center of that circle. The Chassam Sofer expands on this idea too, that Gemara in Tainus, and says, it means the tzaddikim that surround that circle, the many diversity of opinions around that circle, disagree. They came to different halachic conclusions and different interpretations on the parsha and different perspectives and attitudes towards Avodas Hashem. Shivim Panim La Torah, there are 70 points around that circle. And even though sometimes they're in disagreement, even though sometimes they seem incompatible, when they stand on that circle and at the center of the circle is the Ribono Shel Olam, that image, Yehallelu Shemo, the greatest way that we exalt, that we elevate His name, Shemo, is b'machol. When we bring that attitude, that mentality of the circle, where at the center of that circle is the Ribono Shel Olam. The Emes Liakor of Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, when the Jewish people travel, when we are in that encampment, and everyone encamps under their own emblem, their own logo, their own flag, doesn't that divide? Doesn't that diversity, and doesn't those differences, don't they promote and cultivate a sense of divisiveness? He says, normally you'd think so. But you see, in that encampment where you had the north and the south, the west and the east, what was at the center of that encampment? The Mishkan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the middle of the circle, then honoring our differences doesn't divide us, but the differences complement one another in order to unite us. And that's why the images of Machol, the image of the Jewish people, is a circle, dancing, holding hands, equidistant, each distinct, each different, each unique, each an individual, but at the same time, all equidistant, serving what is at the center of the circle. Kadosh Baruch Hu is that point in the middle, and that's the image of pointing, the Gemara that describes Lasid Lavo, pointing to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You see, if people point to themselves, or if we live lives that we see that we are the center of the circle, then we lack that unity. We lack that peoplehood, and we lack the ability to fulfill Yehallelu Shemo b'machol. If we are devoted to the mandate, to the mission of Yehallelu Shemo, of to be marbe kvod shemayim, if our mission, our essence in this world as individuals and collectively as a community is to elevate His name, is to draw positive attention to who He is and His values, is to promote His vision for this world, then we have to bring the mentality of b'machol. I want to share one last pshat or one last drash, one last interpretation of the word b'machol, based on something that Rav Zinger said the Shabbos. We had the privilege of hosting Rav Dov Zinger. He described, I talked to him about in the conversation on tefillah in the afternoon, the power of a niggun, the power of song, the power of music. And he talked about there's a ruach, there's air that is within everybody. We make a bracha asher yatzar when we come out of the restroom, when we had a healthy experience, we say chalulim chalulim. The human being is made up of chalulim chalulim, and there's a ruach that goes through us. And when that ruach finds expression in a healthy way, physiologically, with our body, anatomically, person comes out of the bathroom, but also spiritually, when we express that ruach with a sense of spirit and spirituality, of song, when we are elevated, that's how we serve Hashem. So maybe you could describe, Yahalu Shemo Bimachol Chalulim Chalulim. When we take that ruach in us, and we're directing it to Yahalu Shemo to elevate Him, that also serves Hashem's name. V'chinor, b'sof v'chinor yizamru lo, with these instruments, a tof and a chimor, we chant, we sing His praise. I'll just pose a question for tomorrow night, we'll continue. Ki rotze Hashem bi'amo, Hashem delights, He is appeased, He takes joy in His people, yifa'er anavim bishua, He adorns the lowly with victory. Many will say tomorrow night, the Ishbitzer, the Meshulach points out, it's a paradox. Anavim are the lowly, the humble, the modest. Yifa'er is to glorify, to elevate. Isn't it a contradiction? How do you elevate the low? How do you promote the humble and modest? Isn't it a contradiction? What do we mean? We'll continue tomorrow night.